Thank you. Indeed, we're going back to basics. So, Madam Chair, Madam Moderator, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Food means agriculture. Agriculture means rural areas, and rural areas means women, rural women. We mark 30 years of the Beijing Platform for Action, and what have we done for rural women? In Europe and Central Asia, as in other parts of the world, women face compelling challenges. Despite making up over 40% of the agricultural labor, rural women often lack decent employment opportunities with informal or unregulated jobs, accounting for between 60 to 87%, while spending twice as much time on the unpaid work compared to rural men or indeed urban women, their access to resources is limited. So we're talking about 40%. They have between 6 and 30% ownership of farms and agricultural land. Only 5% of women farmers own agricultural equipment, and only 10% have access to rural advisory services. As a result, rural women earn between 60 to 85% of men's salaries. It is important to know that these women are not inherently vulnerable. Rather, structural barriers they face push them into situations of vulnerability and limit their ability to fully benefit from their hard work. Last week, across the region, FAO joined efforts with government agencies, FAO ministers, and CSOs and private sector to mark 15th of October on the eve of the World Food Day, FAO's birthday celebration, to celebrate 15th of October as the International Rural Women's Day, which I celebrated personally in Montenegro with the, who they call the invisible rural women of Montenegro. Invisible indeed, but their really acts and actions are visible to all of us. Empowering rural women and women in food systems is not just a matter of upholding women's human rights, but a vital strategy for sustainable development and global progress. As such, we need to examine cultural norms and gender biases that often restrict women's participation in decision-making processes. For achieving both the goals of the Beijing Platform and the Sustainable Development Goals, we should focus on integrating gender dimensions into food systems. We should address both strategic and practical solutions that prioritize the needs of rural women. This includes multi-sectoral approaches that are promoting gender-responsive agriculture, financial inclusion, access to digital technologies, as we have heard earlier, and innovation, and community engagement, while also addressing the challenges posed by the impact of climate change. To ensure the gender dimensions of food systems effectively contribute to the Beijing Platform for Action and the SDGs, several key policies are necessary. And I'm saying policies, but laws and frameworks are not sufficient. Someone was saying the other day, or actually earlier today, that it does not take only a law in order for us to sort of exercise our right. So we have to have gender-responsive agriculture policies, access to land and resources, financial inclusion, education and training, which is most important, as we have heard today, community and cooperative engagement, involving women in decision-making at all levels, from local communities to national policies, data and research, collection and use of accurate data disaggregated by sex, age, and other forms of social and economic differentiation, and the implementation of rigorous qualitative and quantitative gender research. Gender research are paramount to inform policies and decision makers, ensuring that women's contributions and challenges in food systems are recognized. FAO convened partners in September 2024, just last month, to launch the Commit to Grow Equality as a global process to enhance gender equality and women's empowerment, bringing together governments, philanthropy, the private sector, UN sister agencies, and multilateral civil society to unite key stakeholders to commit investments and partnerships to make agri-food systems work better for women and girls. The Commit to Grow Equality action event marked a shift from conceptualization to implementation of this innovative, providing an opportunity for leaders from all sectors to step forward and announce concrete commitments. So walk the talk. In May 2024, the UN General Assembly passed a resolution declaring 2026 as the International Year of the Woman Farmer. Resolution recognizing that supporting women farmers is critical to accelerating the transition to more sustainable agri-food systems. Efforts to bridge the gender gaps in agri-food systems and bring about positive changes for rural women and rural communities should aim at unleashing potential of rural women and girls, ensuring that they have the same access to a full range of resources and opportunities as men and urban women. Action must include key agents of change, not just as inherently vulnerable, but certainly as, and certainly not as passive observers, women in rural areas. Governments are called on to adopt voluntary guidelines on gender equality and women's and girls' empowerment.